pregame coverage here on KBVU 97.5 The Edge, getting ready for American Rivers Conference Men's Basketball Tournament action. And joining me, head coach of the Buena Vista University men's basketball team, head coach Trevor Johnson. And coach, before we dial into the postseason, talk a little bit about your regular season, a regular season in which your team went 13-12 and highlighted by a couple of exciting conference games in there, including an overtime winner at Simpson earlier in the season. Walk us through the regular season a little bit from what you saw out of your team.
Yeah, you know, overall, I'm really pleased with the season that we've had. You know, coming off a tough year last season, you know, and playing in one of the toughest, you know, deepest conferences in the country, you know, five teams in good spot to make the NCAA tournament. You know, I'm really happy with the way our guys responded. We were picked eighth preseason, and, you know, to be playing in the conference tournament with a shot to continue playing on into March is, that's exactly where you want to be. And, you know, especially with our young lineup, starting two freshmen and a sophomore, I'm really happy with the experience our guys have got this season, playing against a lot of fifth-year seniors, some really experienced teams in our league. You know, really happy overall with where we're at, and you know, excited for the opportunity to tonight, and you know, really excited about the future with this group.
You'll dial in on a couple of games in that regular season. You got the overtime winner at Indianola, followed by a win against Wartburg on your home floor. That was on the heels of back-to-back losses against Loras and the University of Dubuque. And then later in the season, your team really played well again against those teams, winning at Wartburg and then hanging 103 on Simpson, again after a couple of tough conference losses in there. Talk a little bit about those stretches. I mean, like you said, you're playing the real top of the conference, and then you're able to pick up a couple of wins, an impressive overtime road win, and then, like I said, putting 103 on Simpson the last time you played him in the regular season.
Yeah, you know, that game early on against Simpson and then following it up with Wartburg, I think that was a really important, you know, stretch in our season. You know, we had just switched to the younger lineup. You know, and for those guys, it was a matter of figuring out how to win close games in conference. You know, and especially that Simpson game on the road. You know, they're a talented team. They have a lot of seniors, some Division II transfers with a lot of experience. So it was a really important moment for us. You know, and then, you know, you mentioned going through the season, we come back and, you know, we scored 103 on Simpson here towards the end of the season. And I think that just shows the growth of our team as the year has gone on. You know, we've picked up some losses along the way, to, you know, a lot of teams that are getting votes for the top 25. And, you know, you look at the record overall, I think we're 13-12, and, you know, out of those 12 losses, every single one of the teams that's beat us has at least 17 wins this year. So, you know, our guys have really been challenged, and, you know, it's been tough at times, but the way our guys have responded and been able to pick up those big wins, you know, you mentioned Simpson and Wartburg, and also Luther was a really tough test on the road. Really happy with how our guys have, you know, continued to battle, even though we've had some tough ones throughout the year.
Chatting with head coach Trevor Johnson of Buena Vista University men's basketball. And now, coach, really, before we dial into the matchup tonight, you've talked a little bit about it, and I know we've talked about it in post games this season, but talk us through what you've seen in this conference this year. You guys are the sixth seed, and everybody outside of Central ahead of you in the conference is either receiving votes or is top 25. You look at Nebraska Wesleyan, number 18, Co number 23, and then Loras and Dubuque both receiving votes. Just talk about it as a collective of the six teams in the tournament. Like you said, I mean, four of the six teams in the tournament have at least 20 wins.
Yeah, I mean, it's an unprecedented season in our conference. And, you know, a lot of that, you know, we're still going through, you know, some of the extra seasons from the COVID season. So there's a lot of fifth-year guys in our league who are, you know, they're on their fifth full season of starting for some of these teams. So there's a lot of experience there. You know, and in general, there's just an age gap. You know, we're starting the two freshmen I mentioned. So we got some 18-year-olds that are sometimes playing some 22, 23-year-olds. And there's just a lot of growth that happens with that. But, You know, we have an unbelievably talented league that has really, you know, it's challenged our guys and forced them to develop, you know, a little bit faster. And I think that's going to be really good for us in the long run. And, you know, despite some of the losses we've picked up, you know, we've played these teams really close. You know, Nebraska Wesleyan this past weekend, you know, they're up in the top 20, wherever they're at. You know, we had the lead several times in the second half. So our guys have continued to fight, and, you know, it's going to be a battle, you know, to try and make the NCAA tournament. We're going to have to knock off three of them in a row. But, you know, I think our guys have shown that we're capable of playing with any of them.
And now you dial into the matchup tonight. You've got number three in the conference tournament, Loras, a team who's receiving votes. Obviously, you've seen them a couple times in the regular season. Walk us through what you remember from the first two meetings, obviously back on the 6th of January at Dubuque, and then most recently here in Storm Lake, an 85-74 loss the first time and then 99-73 loss the second time against Loras.
Yeah, both of those games really played out pretty similarly. You know, you go through the first 10, 12 minutes of the game, and it was back and forth. And, you know, we had the lead, you know, midway through the first half. And, you know, then we were kind of bit by the turnover bug. And Loras is, you know, they're the best offense in the conference. They're one of the best offenses in the country. You know, and when you turn the ball over, they make you pay for it. And, you know, those games that were back and forth, it's a 1-2-point game, they can become a 10-point game in a hurry. You know, and so that's really going to be the focus heading into the night, is we got to take care of the ball, manage the tempo of the game, and control the pace. You know, and then that last game at Loras, you know, Ali Sabet, he's an unbelievable player. He's having an All-American-type season. You know, he had an All-American-type performance against us. You know, he hit eight threes, and, you know, going through the film, seven of those eight were really well contested. So, you know, sometimes you have to tip your cap to guys, and, you know, hopefully we can, you know, bottle him up a little bit and get off to a good start tonight.
And then last question for you, Coach. You talked about a little bit there, but what are some things you're hoping to see out of your team tonight? Team that's hoping for some upsets along the tournament trail coming in as the sixth seed. What are you hoping to see out of your team tonight to get it started tonight against Loras?
Yeah, you know, I just want to see our guys play with confidence and poise. You know, that's what it's going to take. If our guys come out intimidated by, you know, a top 25 team, then we're going to be in trouble. But I think as we've gone throughout the conference slate and played some of these teams, their confidence has grown. You know, their belief that we can play with anybody has continued to grow. And like I mentioned, we're going to have to do a great job taking care of the ball. We're going to have to keep them out of transition and control the pace on the offensive end of the floor. And then we're going to have to win the battle on the glass. They're a phenomenal rebounding team. We're going to have to limit their second chance opportunities. And, you know, if we can do those things, I think we're going to have a good opportunity, because we've shown throughout the season, you know, that we can score with anybody. You know, it's going to be a matter of, can we get stops on the defensive end?
All right. Sounds good, Coach. Thank you so much for the time, and good luck tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And that was head coach Trevor Johnson of Buena Vista University men's basketball. Our pregame coverage continues. It's right here on KBVU 97.5, The Edge.